Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack Thursday announced the USDA is investing $285 million in critical infrastructure. The investment seeks to lower energy costs, expand access to clean energy for people across rural America, and combat climate change. The USDA is also making an additional $300 million available under the Rural Energy for America program, including $250 million through the Inflation Reduction Act to spur further investment. Vilsack says people in rural America are on the front lines of climate change, and our communities deserve the investments that will strengthen our country's resilience. The USDA is making 844 investments through the Rural Energy for America program. The program helps farmers purchase and install renewable energy systems and make energy efficiency improvements. In a last-minute effort to get H-2A reform finished before Congress adjourns, lawmakers have introduced a new bill. Senator Michael Bennett, a Democrat from Colorado, and Representative Dan Newhouse, a Washington State Republican, introduced the Affordable and Secure Food Act on Thursday. The legislation will reform the H-2A Temporary Agricultural Work Program by expanding H-2A visas to year-round jobs for the first time, modernizing the application process, and ensuring critical protections for farm workers. Senator Bennett says that the plan is broadly supported by farmers, by labor, by immigration advocates, and business, adding that there's no reason that we shouldn't be able to get this done. Representative Newhouse says, let's stop waiting and start acting and reform our broken immigration laws. The legislation reflects years of close input from farmers and ranchers, agricultural workers, and labor organizations, and would establish a program for agriculture workers, along with their spouses and minor children, to earn legal status. The December meat production, price, and trade outlooks from the USDA are relatively quiet, with just a few minor adjustments from the previous month. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
Minor adjustments in meat production per USDA's December forecast. According to World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski,
most of our changes on meat production were in the current calendar year 2022, but these changes are very small.
Likewise, little month-over-month change was made to meat price forecast.
Didn't make any changes for either year 2022 or 2023 for steers, hogs, or broilers, and we just adjusted slightly lower our price for 2022, lowered it by 0.8 of a cent per pound.
And meat trade forecasts this month were also minimally adjusted.
So raised our beef export forecast 20 million pounds in both 2022 and 2023.
This is Inside Agriculture.